India, they see that the car system apparently is not working.
Well, at present, the caste system in India isn't actually representative of the original Vajrasana Dharma system. The original system was a cooperation, organized cooperation between four kinds of men which are naturally there in society. Just like now, we can see there are some people working as laborers, some people are working as merchants, and some people politicians and lawyers, some are teachers. And originally they were organized so that the higher the priests or priestly order were benefiting everyone by their teaching, and so that they could fully concentrate on that, they were not engaged in working for food or money. But what happened in this age was that the higher caste became fallen and they misused their high position, and instead of helping everyone by their teaching, they misused the position or exploited the position simply for selfish ends, and there became a conflict between the other caste.
Better interest.
It became?
Better interest.
Better interest. Yeah. So then there was conflict between the lower and the higher, and it broke down. So what we're teaching is not actually the caste system as it is now, or it was recently, but it was
you have all the caste system. Not without caste system. There's a history class. So there are politicians, there are industrialists, merchants, ordinary labor. Very, how you can say there is no caste system in this?
But as there may be the clergymen and the mercantile class and the soldiers and the laborers in this particular society, but this society is breaking away from them because they're not recognizing the clergy class of men, because nobody's going to church, nor is anybody giving any money to the church these days. This is why many churches...
No, I come up thing that you say your charge is your introducing pastor. But the caste system is already there. How do you say that I am introduced? What do you mean?
That's my foolishness.
You cannot say that I am introducing. It is already there. As it is there in India, it is also everywhere. It may be under different names. The four classes are already there, everything. Yes. Even in Muslims, they have also learned this. He is all this part. Maulana, Krishna, they have one. We are introducing the systematic caste. The caste system is already heavy, maybe under different names. And it is necessary. The caste system is there. As a matter of necessity, you cannot abolish it. but it is now existing in a deformed manner. It should be systemic and organic. That is your science. Not that a new thing you are trying to produce, it is already there. Our proposition is that you, physically class, you must act exactly a priest, ideal priest. You are drunkard, you are Roman hunter, you are doing everything nonsense, and at the same time, you are passing on as priest. This should stop. This is the priestly class or the brahmana, they should be trained up to become truthful, how to control mind, how to control senses, tolerant and very learned, knowing God also. And this is why they should be the first class ideal man. Similarly, the Kshatriyas, they must be fearless, they must be very boldly faced, fighting with the enemies. They must have the capacity to govern nicely, so that people will not have any complaint against the government. In this way, they should be trained up. And the mercantile class of men, they should produce enough food grains, not motor tires. That is Shudra. Artisans, that is Shudra. The Vaishnava business is first to see that in the country there is enough food for eating, both for the human being and the animals. The human being should not complain that there is no sufficient food grains, therefore I am eating less. No. Bread is not for human beings. They should be on food grains, just like dal. Dal is as good as meat from food grains. There is sufficient variety of dal. You can eat, but then you have so many people, palatable people. Why the price of food grains has increased? Because there is shortage. If there is enough food, price will automatically decrease. Everyone wants to sell. So, the price will decrease. That's it. It will be so lavishly available that you can give food grains even to the animals like cows and goats and all the common animals. That is the name of the mountains. And Gorosha, the another business is to protect the cows and to give them food nicely so that cows will give enough milk. And from milk to milk, so many nice people are full of vitamins. So why they should be given? You are killing the blood is not utilized taking the flesh, but flesh is transformation of the blood, and milk is also transformation of the blood. So if you take the Svetchana, is as good as flesh, by taste, by benefit, as good as it. So why, if you can take the flesh and blood in a human way, where it transforms into milk, and from milk you transform so many good preparations. Tea, sugar, bhakti, pena, so many things. This pani, chana, and then the animal day. It's filling. Why you are cutting the throat? We got some benefits out of the intelligence. Why is it this? If you lead, if you can better service, then why should I try to kill? What is this human soul? Such human situation, and I am getting service from you, and I am cutting your throat. Is that human? What is the answer? Anyone who takes milk, everyone takes milk. The cow is the mother. Mother gives milk. And his mother, when she cannot supply milk, mother should be cut up. Is it very good brother? Is human brother? That's the answer. And so you could say that somebody wants to say in your country, majority they want to eat meat. So if you put that argument, then you can eat some your animals. You can eat the pigs. You are eating all the pigs, not in a mass scale. Mass scale, if you are Christian, you should follow your religious principle. Thou shalt not kill. This should be the principle. But if you are a rakshasa, if you want to eat meat, at least don't kill the cows. You can kill others. You are eating everything. You have become so civilized, thus, that your business is to kill other animals and eat. That's so civilized. You're still in the crude form of human beings, this kind of jungles, the aborigines, the Africans. They do not know how to develop civilization. Crude may come. Kill the animals, that also they are not so uncivilized that they keep slaughter. You are so uncivilized that you are keeping slaughter regularly. These Africans and other jungle people, they eat meat, but they directly kill. They have no such civilization as to maintain a status. the tiger, they hit me, but they do not keep a slugger. And you are civilized, you are keeping slugger. Why should we take one and Sudhara to keep slugger? If anyone wants to eat meat, let them eat like tigers and others, individually, kill one another. Law, not cows. That's the government law. You can kill one individually, I don't know, like pigs or goats. It has not very much use. Do you kill the person in your home? Before your children, with your family, and eat. The violent men are having them this one.
See, I think it's the answer probably to you.
But why should we maintain slaughter? Or the political studies, the mercantileness, which would produce half food, eat professional food, house, and in their excess, sell it. But there is not enough food there to produce. Then my goodness. That is the instruction given in Bhagavad Gita. Krishi, Gauraksha, Bhagavad Gita. That is clearly known. Nobody is interested. Everyone comes to the city, the mercantile club. They are doing business with this skyscraper building and artificial money, paper, and their minister eating food bags. We are maintaining slaughter house. This is a good solution. No. Please.
Srila Prabhupada, this is Carol Cameron from the University of West Australia. And she is, she has a degree in social work in arts, and she's working on a master's degree in anthropology. And in this degree, her paper is on the subject of the influence of Hindu and Buddhist mysticism on the West. So she would like to ask you some questions. This is a scripture master of the Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
I'm not sure in why you don't need to come to the West. I know a little bit about the background, but not very much.
That I was speaking, of course it is a very strong one, that the Western people, they are clever, very civilized, but I am not of them. Therefore I am confused. Because, for example, the animal killing, the Western people are mostly Christians. Now, Lord Jesus Christ said that thou shalt not kill, but the result was that 2,000 years passed, but the people of the Western country, they're still killing. So when they have accepted this thing, what is your answer?
The actual original scriptures are enacted in less than now.
I mean to say that Lord Jesus Christ said, thou shalt not kill. So, what kind of men were there that Lord Christ had to request them not to kill? That means they were killers. Suppose if somebody is thief, and if I give him some good instruction, I say, you should not have it kept. That means you are thief. You are already. Otherwise, why I say, the girl should not have it kept? A naughty child is disturbing, so say, my dear child, don't do this. Similarly, when Christ said, thou shalt not kill, that means he said amongst people who were in the habit of killing. Is it not? Now, after taking instruction from Christ, first of all, they keep it Christ. That means they could not understand these instructions. Their first business was to kill the instructor. And after that, 2,000 years passed, he still had killing. So when they have accepted the teachings of Lord Christ, can you answer this?
So you think the
it is practical. You are maintaining huge slaughterhouses, regular killing. So, you took instruction from Christ, thou shalt not kill. He first of all killed it. And then the killing process is going on among the animals and declaring wars every now and then. So the killing business is going on regularly, in your regular life also. You are maintaining with this brotherhood. So when you accept the instruction of Christ, that I want to know. What is that debt?
Do you see any hope for the world? We seem to be moving towards destruction of
the
whole. He's asking you, when did this civilization actually accept the teachings of Christ?
When has that? Not over all,
it's
all only in small pockets. Never over
all. But why you are claiming that you're Christian, just like you are having God? That is the time that you kill Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is the killing symbol of Christ.
This is the resurrection
thing. Many priestly order. They carry the cross. Cross is the sign where Lord Jesus Christ was killed. Is it not?
It is, but that symbol is used in another world.
That means how you killed Lord Jesus Christ. That is the sign. That reminds you that you killed. You assume the Jewish people, they, but you are also killed. Although you are claiming Christian. So therefore, I want to know, you are a large father. When you abided by the order of Lord Jesus Christ, let me know. When?
When did you abide by the orders of Jesus Christ?
We did I.
Everyone of you. Mm-hmm. And if you have abided by the order of Jesus Christ, then why you are systematically killing? The order is thou shalt not kill.
It reminds me of Elisha, you know, where Arjuna is on the battlefield about to an organized sort of killing
against Jesus. 2,000 years passed, but he could not accept the instruction of Lord Jesus Christ. And you are all clerics who are Christian. Why did you accept Christianity? Tell me my question. Because you are disobeying the order of Christ. So when did you accept? 2,000 years past? We'll answer this.
What is the main part of your fellowship? Is it based on the Vedanta school?
Dharma. This is a question of philosophy. You could not accept the simple instance. So where is the question of philosophy? Yeah. You cannot understand the principles of life and morality as Jesus Christ instruction. The girls are not killed. So how will we come together?
How is this love to be understood between people through inner sort of communication?
Srila Prabhupada said that could not understand the simple instructions, so where is the question of understanding philosophy, not love? Philosophy.
You have no love because you are accustomed to kill. Philosophy begins when you know that everyone is part and parcel of God, and everyone should be given the full facilities to live without injuring anyone for one's personal benefit. Pandita Samadarshan. A Pandit. Philosopher means learned scholar. Not fools and doctors can become philosophers. Those who are learned scholar, thoughtful, they can become philosophers. But if one has no knowledge how to behave with other living entities, what is the meaning of becoming a philosopher?
How would you go about teaching this idea of love? How does one
teach? Love means that I want to eat something, and if I love somebody, then I will see that my beloved also eat. If you take something from your beloved, then naturally the lovers present things. Let's say a boy loves a girl, he presents something to the girl. So, if he accepts presentation by others, we should give him also something. And if I have some confidential things, I must disclose it to the lover, and the lover is also expected. He should not keep anything confidential. He should disclose. These are the six reciprocal exchange between the lover and the lover. If I love you, because you are beautiful, for my self-gratification, but I keep everything secret, that is not love. That is self-gratification, lust. These are the signs of love. Dadati, Kriminati, Bhunti, Bhujayati, Jaiva, Gujjam, Akkati, Pritchati, Saravila, Priti Lasam. Priti means love. These are the symptoms. Give and take, he can live in it and open your mind and know God and Father's mind. This is the more you increase the six times of exchange, there's an increase in the love.
Do you think a man who says he loves God should withdraw from the world, say, into the community or something like that?
I still have between two. Then he can expand it. As the love between, love means there are two. The lover and the love. So, the transaction begins between the two. Then it expands.
How do you feel if you look at the two, they say, the creation and the person, forget the two you have in mind? How would you go about fostering that relationship?
She says, if you mean by the two, the creator and us, how would you go about fostering or increasing that relationship between us and
Creator? Creator? Do you believe in Creator?
Impersonal Creator.
Huh?
She says impersonal Creator.
Impersonal?
Yes.
What is the pillar of impersonal Creator?
Without any attributes that we can.
The Creator is an attribute. To become Creator is an attribute. If I create this bell, I know that I have to create a bell. So, this is my attribute. So how you can say the Creator is without attribute? This is false further. I know how to create this bell. That is my artistic sense. That is my qualification. And how do you say? I have young qualifications. As soon as you say creator, then he has not many qualifications.
How can ignorance be removed?
The ignorant people do not so learn from the learned. If you have got this idea that Creator is impersonal, that means you are not a talent. You have no knowledge. And this is the simple answer. As soon as you say Creator, he has so many qualities. He will be doing well, suppose. I am ringing now. And the string to lose, it does not sound. So, others may not know that one has created, you know, the string is loose, you know, wind it again. That means I know, ins and outs and everything. That is clear. So, if one is cognizant of everything, how he can be in person. What is the philosophy? Answer. You are philosopher.
He says if the creator is, if one is cognizant of everything, then how can he not be a person? The Creator is cognizant of everything, so if he is cognizant, how can he not be a person?
Well, he would incorporate personal attributes.
He says he.
Yes.
But he is impersonal.
He's collecting the emotions.
How good ideas. And they're finding them together.
She says
he contradicts. He says he. And again, it's
impossible. At the emotional level, it's a very
personal. So why should you emotional? You have to learn that, but you should talk very nice.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and why the emotional pieces are your philosophers so tough, right now?
I didn't think
what she just said was that he is impersonal, but he incorporates personal features.
If God is in everything, then the person attributes must be part of him, just whatever.
His personal attributes are part of God.
But God is not just him.
You have no idea of God.
I don't think
he must be personal. As soon as he says, he knows everything. He creates and so many other things. Then these are all personal. You say he, these are all personal.
Is there no idea of God?
That means they have no clear idea of God. You have a vague idea. So you have to learn what you are.
You think you can know the nature of God?
She says, do you think you can know the nature of God?
Yes.
You
can know also.
You might know something in your heart, but not be able to express it, can
you? No, why not express it? You can express it. If whatever it is, if in your heart, if you cannot express, then you are not perfect. He must express what is within your heart very clearly. Now that I have got something within my heart and I cannot express, then my knowledge is imperfect.
So often our understanding moves to the secret
of emotions to the heart. Emotion is not required for scientific knowledge. Emotion is not useless. It must be extra. Emotion is knowledge. Emotion is useful in high ecstatic love. Not for scientific study of something, he requires emotion, no.
But in the latter way of reading, this emotion of love is very close to the
that is high stage, not in the beginning. In the beginning, the devotion means, I should be devoted to you, why should I be devoted to you? Unless you are worthy. One is, just like Krishna said, you surrender unto me. So unless I understand that Krishna is worth for my surrender, he is worthy, why shall I surrender to Krishna? If I deny immediately your son, that you surrender, would you like to do
that?
If I ask you that you surrender, I am meeting you for the first time, would you like to surrender?
Yes.
I don't think.
You want to and to do it.
No, unless you are fully aware of my abilities. Sleeping, the human being also sleeps, we also sleep. Then sex enjoyment, the human being also enjoys, and the animals also. And protection from fear or becoming fearful, the human being is also fearful. And arranges for protection, and the animal also. So far, the primary necessities of life that is equal in animal and human being. But the human being has a special intellect developed than the animals that he can understand what he is, what is God, what is his aspect manifestation, and what is the aim of life, how we should conduct. These things are prerogative for the human being. The animals have no such thing. But if we do not utilize this special intellectual activity, then we remain and do not make any development. So at the present moment, we are improving the method of primary necessities of life. Eating, sleeping, making, they are thinking the dog is eating on the floor. If we can eat on the table, chair, nice dish, that is advancement of their thinking. The dog is sleeping on the floor, and if he sleeps in a very nice apartment, very separated, that is advancement. The dog is having sexual intercourse on the street without any shame. And we are also coming to the point where we are. And if we have sex intercourse in the name of love and so on and so on. That is it. And dog is defending with his jaws and legs and teeth, and we are defending his atomic bomb. That's what they are. But they have forgotten that the human being has got the special intellect to understand God, that they are not equal. It's like you are going to be a doctor in anthropology, is it not? Mm-hmm. Where is the sense of God there?
I only do it for a
living.
You have
a child. No, I would say the anthropology, it is a big scientific panel. Very, very deep understanding of God there.
I don't find it difficult. I find it difficult to reconcile the love of God with actually doing something like this.
Then how we are going to speculate on anthropology? We cannot adjust. How we are wasting our time in this science and so on. It is a false science.
And we can be leading to something which is good.
Yes, there is no meaning.
Bringing, yes, you can only decide in
the whole theory, Darwin's theory, it is a false theory.
Sound
background. He says it is theory. Theory is not science. I can propose some theory, it is right. But that's not science. Science means observation and experiment. That is science. You observe how the rules are working. And when it actually changes, it gets ready. Then it is fine. If you simply theorize, then it's not fine. Mental calculation. They're not very good. In that speculation, constructing a pathway in the air, you should present something which will benefit the people and vex them. That is science.
Do you think it's possible to really say an education framework, or should it be something quite
different? Education, it is not for the benefit of the people, What did he use as certificates? To give him something which will benefit the mass of people, to enlighten them to do something better, very and this whole Darwin's theory is false. If people are giving too much stress, first of all, anyone, even Darwin, he is not independent. Just like Darwin has died, so he is under the control of something higher. Nobody wants to die, but he is forced to die. Is it not? Then where is his independence?
She says that is the illusion of independence.
Yes, so if you simply lose and you leave, then where is your education? If you remain in darkness, then where is your education? Illusion means darkness. So if you are in darkness, then where is your education? And where is your philosophy?
The only way to remove this darkness is through love, is this what you were saying?
But love is far out. First of all, you be educated.
How? In what way?
Because it means right knowledge. Right knowledge, just like everyone wants to live, nobody wants to die. So, the inquiry should be that I do not wish to die. Why death is forced upon me? Which is, what is that force? What is the nature of that force? If I submit, yes, the force is there, then where is my knowledge? I do not wish to die. So why death is forced upon me? Nobody wants miserable condition of life, but miserable condition of life is enforced upon me. So this should be, first of all, inquire that I do not want this thing. And who is enforcing upon me this thing? This is the first impression. 11.
You seem to approach me as a thought and ask him what is this thing that I
can. It is any man's problem. I don't want something, but something is enforced upon me. Just like you are now a young man. You do not like to be old woman, but we have to become old. You stop.
Old woman.
Nature will force it. There, after certain age, after 40 years of age, you must become old, and you must not remain so beautiful. This is false. No one wants that. No woman wants that. I shall look not beautiful as my flesh should be pretty and no luster. I don't want that. Why is this possible?
It's suffering and pain lead people to God.
She says, doesn't the suffering and pain lead people towards God?
Yes, that is the law. But we are so dull-headed that we do not inquire. That is my statement, that you should inquire who is causing these things. And then there is inquiry of God. First of all, we must say, just like a dog, he cannot understand. He, under chair, is living a life must depend on. And his joy is jumping here and there. And his dog's life, that he the master kills him, he cannot do anything. But he is very jolly, he is jumping. That is dog's life. But you are human life. Human life is that I am dependent in every step, still I am declaring independent. What is this now? This is birth. He is dependent in every step, exactly like the cats and dogs. But he is claiming, I am independent. Why I am put into these conditions which I do not like? He then also thinks. That is the proper inquiry of the human being. And we cannot solve the question of birth, death, old age and disease, and we are theorizing something, utopia. Well, it is advancement or not. I live for 50 years and 60 years, and the Darwin says they are calculating gap of millions of years. Huh? There is a gap of millions of years. And we live for 50 years. How we are taking calculation of millions of years? Speculation. And misleading people. An honest man should not mislead others. He should understand that his knowledge is limited. How can I say something, theorizing? That is not very good business. And misleading people. I have no perfect knowledge. I am theorizing. I have no actually accurate knowledge. And I am theorizing, I am misleading people. Big bluff. Telling me. An honest man should not take part in big bluffs. First of all, you must have accurate knowledge. Then you did knowledge well. That is our privilege. First of all, make your life perfect, then you try to be known. If you have no knowledge, gain knowledge, not definite knowledge, then why should you try to give knowledge to others?
Then you have perfect knowledge.
Yes.
I mean, ultimately you might say, I might be able to catch knowledge in the near future. How could you ever...
But technology can immediately provide that you take knowledge from the person. If you receive knowledge from a bogus person, then how can a person know? Knowledge has to be received from the person. Especially go to school, college, teachers, guru, to receive knowledge. So if your teacher, guru, or parent, or the superior, if they are perfect, then you get perfect knowledge. But if your teacher is a bogus, then you get bogus knowledge.
And this is immediate.
Huh?
This is immediate.
She says, is this immediate, the reception of perfect knowledge?
Yes. Just like we are giving knowledge from Bhagavad Gita. This is perfect knowledge. You get it, you become perfect.
And your actions are perfect actions.
Okay. And your actions are perfect actions.
Oh, yes. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, you have read Bhagavad Gita? No. It is said, Manvana Bhagavad Bhakta. Think of God. So we are doing this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. We are thinking of Krishna. The direction is there. And we are doing that. Therefore my action is perfect. If the physicians then say that you take this medicine in such and such dose, you don't do this and do this, if I follow, then I'm cured. Perfect.
Does a man then stop judging his actions?
No. If I know that the knowledge which I'm receiving from the person is perfect, then there is no question of judging. You simply follow.
That's a matter of
just like a child. Child assumes that my father is perfect. So, actually, a father should be perfect at least for the child. So whatever the father, mother gives him knowledge, that is perfect. Father says, my dear child, this is called stable. Child does not know what is stable, but he understands from his father. He says, this is stable. So when the child says, this is stable, this is fact. This is perfect. He may be imperfect, his child. But because he is repeating the perfect knowledge of his father, so whatever he is speaking is perfect. Because he has received the knowledge from the perfect father. That's in this way we can gather knowledge. Actually, the child inquires from the father, what is the father's mind, your child, this is called death. If you push your hand in this, then you get the perfect knowledge. He tries it, it is perfect. The knowledge is there. He may be perfect, but the instruction is received, it is perfect. Similarly, if you get instruction from the perfect, then your knowledge is. And if you receive knowledge, just like anthropology, from an imperfect person, Darwin, then whole thing is imperfect. So why should we waste our time in imperfect knowledge?
Because
there are
people around us and
kill people. That is another thing. People want to be cheated, so I shall be perfect cheater. That is another thing. I take my doctor of practice, being a perfect cheater.
If you look for
those who are
perfect, you
don't find them. She says there are so few perfect people, if you look for a perfect person, you don't find them.
That's what we are doing. He is Krishna. He is a perfect person. But you don't follow him. This is where I began with. Jesus Christ is perfect. But you don't follow him. You don't like to follow him. You follow God. So whose fault it is? The perfect person's fault or your fault? Don't like to hear from the perfect person. You want to hear from humble voice first? Effect.
Games.
She says they have the Radha Krishna Temple album, and every night they sing the chants.
Right.
At home. They have the records from London.
Very hard to get hold of, though. You still have more of them.
Yeah, that will benefit. That will benefit.
The kingdoms. They're available by mail from America.
I think a lot of people don't know
that it's
the problem.
That Nepal, which was done by George Henry.
Yes.
There is
really
fine music like this here.
Harish Khan has contributed. And he gave me first of all $19,000. For thinking Krishna will. Now he has purchased one house in London. We are using them. It is £400,000. Yes, he is a good boy, good soul.
You don't have a
broken pill, do you? He is also chanting Hare Krishna. Yes.
Mm.
He chants all the Hare Krishna. He has made some record, Krishna.
My dear Lord, I really want to see you.
Like that. Yes. Krishna, yes.
Yes. He's made it down. Krishna, where are you?
I haven't seen him.
And in the record album, he has given this picture.
This is
So you are intelligent girl. You study about this Krishna consciousness. That will benefit. And probably you may get some degree of revelation, but it will benefit.
Just kidding. Take it with you, go home.
That Dalton of Key And your business is only to kill. I have come to inquire from you. How we have become civilized? That you cannot accept one instruction of Jesus Christ. And you are declaring as Christian and civil. This is my personal answer. In 2,000 years, first of all, he didn't kill him, Christian Christ. Never mind. Still 2,000 years passed. He could not stop killing. He could not accept the first instruction. What kind of civilized man?
Sometimes I say, Prabhupada, that Jesus meant just human beings.
All that. That means you are killers of human beings. That means, in the beginning, we are all killers of human beings. And therefore we kill Jesus Christ. That is not very good quality. Killer a human being, he says thou shalt not kill. Where he says that thou shalt not kill human beings, that is your interpretation.
That's obvious he meant only human beings because he himself was killing animals. Well, he instructed his own disciples to distribute the fish, so he was also involved in killing animals.
Yes, but he has said that the fools and the dead should be your friends.
Well, that was before Christ.
Huh?
He never said that. Where's he saying?
Yeah, the Bible says that, and Christ also spoke that the grasses of the fields, the fruits of the trees shall be the meat.
Then there is contradiction.
So the one. Yeah, the Christians, they always say that, well, Christ was eating fish and drinking wine, so what fun are we doing?
And how did he say that there is not kill?
That was also, that was actually the Ten Commandments that was given by That was given to Moses by God, the Ten Commandments.
That did not Christ himself.
Well, Christ enforced it.
Yeah. It was accepted by him as one of the rules.
Christ's greatest commandment was to love God above all things. So if one is to love God, he must follow his instructions.
Okay. Please follow the instructions.
Yeah.
But supposing Christ distributed his by, did he say, that is maintain regular slaughter of but killing animals?
He was against that.
Yeah.
He threw the men out of the temple because they were selling lambs in the temple to be offered to the at the altar. So he kicked them out, saying this temple is not a place for selling animals for slaughter.
But in one place they say that Christ encouraged fishermen because he came and the fishermen were fishing on one side of the boat and Christ came around and said, oh, you're fishing on the wrong side of the boat. Just put your nets on the other side and you'll get more fish. And they did that and they got huge amounts of fish.
And so they were encouraged in their fishing with them.
Jesus also said to the fishermen, he said, give up your fishing and I'll make the fishes of men. He said this to his disciples.
That ugly holy tongue is an expression that sometimes wondered.
Not only that, but they say that usually when it comes right down to it, the Bible has gone through so many interpretations and so many changes in the last 2,000 years that
it's emerging.
People, I talk to professors who know the original Hebrew and the original tongues that the Bible was written in, and they say that it's changed so much that you can hardly
hear that changing. That's like it is said that Allah is then now training that Allah comes more. The dangers.
Yeah, they have a modern Bible using all modern terminology.
So when you change, then the authority is lost. It's like in our society, sometimes they do something nonsense and they go back to. That book is not said. Sakayana Mahata Yoganastakam. And in due course of time, this yoga was lost. Therefore, I am repeating the same thing all clearly to you. Please be quiet, Lenga.
The one thing about the Christian religion is that through the last 2,000 years, Christ's original teachings may have been good teaching, may have been potent preaching, but because there was no potent preachers to carry on the preaching, therefore this hope has been lost. But if there are potent preachers to continue re-establishing and establishing the principles, again,
I would find in everything is now changed. Where you get the right thing from?
That's the problem. That's why there are so many hundreds of branches of Christianity, literally hundreds. So many divisions of Christianity. Some people accept this.
Therefore, we should advocate the Bhagavad Gita. It's not like that. It is coming in the same form as it was taught to Arjuna. If you challenge the guy, how know that it has not been changed, the acharyas are there. The acharyas are there, and they are accepting. Therefore, it's correct. We have to follow the Acharya. So when we see the Acharya done, accept it, come with it. All the Acharyas, Ramanujarya, Madhvacharya, before that other Acharya comes. Yes, sir. They never say that this was not in the original speech. It has been changed. You don't find any such statement from the other time. The best thing, therefore, if you want a religious system, or what Gita is telling, the governing competition chain for the last 5,000 years. Yes, sir. Allah's sister, a new interview, and so many doubts, so many interpolations. So, if you want to hear the religious system, this is the scripture spoken directly by God and accepted by all the acharyas to tell it. If you are really after God, so you take enlightenment from this perfect scripture. One truth, it doesn't matter where from it is going, I must accept the truth.
The Christians openly admit that the Bible has been changed, but look, they also have a lot of doubt about our
culture. They doubt that Christian religion is now dead. That is secret. So many churches are not working. Nobody comes to it. Nobody.
As they have seen that their scripture has been changed, they also have a very strong doubt about our scripture. They say, well, yours is even older than ours. So
there's
somewhere along the line that they
must say that those are followers of the authority, business. You are outside. You have no authority. You are simply taking a hypothesis, it may. But those are actually following Jesus. Whose person is more important? You are outside. You are simply suggesting because you have bad experience. But one who has no such experience, why he should follow your advice?
Actually, if anyone looks at Bhagavad Gita as it is presented by yourself, then they can logically see that it is good.
We have got our argument, logic, anything. I should be blind for a problem.
The results can be seen practically. Following the Bhagavad Gita, written by Yeshua Prabhupada, and giving up these nonsense activities.
Yeah. Better support them.
No.
Then it's doing as you don't want.
For the next festival of Guru, this evening.
There's no written ones?
There's not one close. I can post them tonight, I think.
Night is easy, though. Nobody's coming to you.
Yes, there's one collection at 8 o'clock in the night time.
Oh, okay. Then I'll post that. It is 6.
Srila Prabhupada, if the knowledge was handed down by the saintly kings, even Bhadrabharatakam, how is it that the knowledge was lost? How is it that the knowledge was lost?
It was not handed down, simply understood by speculation. If it is not handed down as it is, they might have made some changes. But they did not hand down. Suppose I handed it down to you, but if you do not do that, then he's lost. Now the Krishna consciousness movement is going on in my presence. Now after my departure, if you do not do this, then it is lost. If you go on as you are doing now, then it is gone. But if you stop,
Thank you.